Never Trump or George Conway trying to sabotage Trump's next event. By Hannah Blow on June 22, 2020. Never Trump or George Conway appears to be attempting to sabotage President Trump's next event just one day after the president's critics took credit for a TikTok prank, which they claim flooded the campaign with fake RSVPs, thereby heightening expectations for Saturday's rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, attended by 6,200. The president is scheduled to speak at a Students for Trump event in Phoenix on Tuesday. However, Trump critics are seemingly hoping to bombard his upcoming campaign events by artificially inflating the numbers with fake RSVPs, much like what Trump critics say occurred on Saturday. Conway, husband to President Donald Trump's advisor Kellyanne Conway, and a central figure behind the Never Trump Super PAC, the Lincoln Project, seemingly attempted to contribute to what Trump critics hope will continue as a trend throughout the campaign, sharing an article to his 1.2 million Twitter followers titled, "How to Apply for Tickets to President Trump's Phoenix Students for Trump Event on June 23." A note on the registration page for the event asks individuals to only fill out the form if they plan on attending the June 23 event in person. "What we have is a few adults who should know better. Acting like children for a student's event," Turning Point Action's Charlie Kirk told Breitbart News. "Students deserve a right to hear from their president. It is disgusting certain people want to steer fake tickets to a student organization trying to facilitate a civic engagement event for the next generation, but this is the radical left," he said. "We also have a few adult tickets available as well and are optimistic that Arizona will rise up in support of our incredible president. We won't let these Alinsky tactics get in the way of a what promises to be an amazing student event and victory in November," Kirk added. Conway's tweet came one day after Trump foes claimed victory, crediting TikTok teens with flooding the Tulsa rally with fake RSVPs. Because nearly 1 million people reportedly registered for the event, an outdoor stage was set up in anticipation of the crowds, with both Trump and Vice President Mike Pence originally slated to address the overflow crowd. Those appearances were canceled as seats remained available in the 19,000-capacity box center. As Breitbart News reported, there were anecdotal reports that some Trump supporters who would have otherwise shown up to the rally were deterred because they did not receive tickets. Meanwhile, Democrats boasted online that they had secured hundreds of tickets that they had no intention of using. They noted that TikTok posts urging people to sign up for the rally had gone viral. In a statement on Saturday, the Trump campaign blamed the lower-than-expected turnout numbers on both protesters and a biased media, claiming that protesters interfered with supporters, even blocking access to the metal detectors, which prevented people from entering the rally. Radical protesters, coupled with a relentless onslaught from the media, attempted to frighten off the president's supporters, Trump campaign communications director Tim Murtaugh said in a statement. Trump campaign manager Brad Parscale dismissed the left's victory lap, contending that it was a week's worth of the fake news media warning people away from the rally because of COVID and protesters, coupled with recent images of American cities on fire, that had a real impact on people bringing their families and children to the rally. He said, "Leftists and online trolls doing a victory lap, thinking they somehow impacted rally attendance, don't know what they're talking about or how our rallies work. Reporters who wrote gleefully about TikTok and K-pop fans, without contacting the campaign for comment, behaved unprofessionally and were willing dupes to the charade. Registering for a rally means you've risked with a cell phone number, and we constantly weed out bogus numbers, as we did with tens of thousands at the Tulsa rally, in calculating our possible attendee pool. These phony ticket requests never factor into our thinking. What makes this lame attempt at hacking our events even more foolish is the fact that every rally is general admission. Entry is on a first-come, first-served basis and prior registration is not required. The fact is that a week's worth of the fake news media warning people away from the rally because of COVID and protesters, coupled with recent images of American cities on fire, had a real impact on people bringing their families and children to the rally." MSNBC was among outlets reporting that protesters even blocked entrances to the rally at times. For the media to now celebrate the fear that they helped create is disgusting, but typical. And it makes us wonder why we bother credentialing media for events when they don't do their full jobs as professionals. On Saturday, The Trump campaign reported that the rally attracted 4 million unique viewers across all of Team Trump's digital media channels, but that number had been updated to 10.1 million as of Sunday afternoon.